Now, the thing to say about energy cooperation and Power of Siberia 2 is that I think that what has changed over the last few weeks, and what happened just shortly before this visit, and which again, many people didn't notice and didn't fully understand the implications of, was that China announced, or rather made a decree, which said that from now on, China is not going to be bothered by American sanctions in terms of where it buys its oil. So that Chinese refiners that buy Russian oil or Chinese companies that work in Russian gas, if they are sanctioned by the United States, the Chinese government will act to protect them and will take countermeasures. Now, I'm sure this was done partly in order to set the scene for this visit by Putin. People have linked this to Iran, but I think Russia is even more important, actually, in relation to this decision. And this opens the way to complete the whole question of energy linkages between China and Russia, because the Russians have been exporting a lot of oil to China, but some Chinese refiners have been careful about buying Russian oil because they don't want to buy Russian sanctions, don't want to be affected by American sanctions. Gas has also been something of a problem because some people in China have been reluctant to engage in trade with the Russian gas industries because they've been nervous about American sanctions. Now they've been told by the Chinese government, stop thinking and worrying about that. We have you covered.